Book 9, Chapter 5, Concerning the Wickedness of Jehoram, King of Jerusalem, His Defeat and Death. Now Jehoram, the king of Jerusalem, for we have said before that he had the same name with the king of Israel, as soon as he had taken the government upon him, betook himself to the slaughter of his brethren and his father's friends, who were governors under him, and thence made a beginning and a demonstration of his wickedness. Nor was he at all better than those kings of Israel, who at first transgressed against the laws of their country, and of the Hebrews, and against God's worship. And it was Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab, whom he had married, who taught him to be a bad man in other respects, and also to worship foreign gods. Now God would not quite root out this family, because of the promise he had made to David. However, Jehoram did not leave off the introduction of new sorts of customs to the propagation of impiety, and to the ruin of the customs of his own country. And when the Edomites about that time had revolted from him and slain their former king, who was in subjection to his father, and had set up one of their own choosing, Jehoram fell upon the land of Edom, with the horsemen that were about him, and the chariots by night, and destroyed those that lay near to his own kingdom, but did not proceed further. However, this expedition did him no service, for they all revolted from him, with those that dwelt in the country of Libnah. He was indeed so mad as to compel the people to go up to the high places of the mountains and worship foreign gods. As he was doing this, and had entirely cast his own country's laws out of his mind, there was brought him an epistle from Elijah the prophet, which declared that God would execute great judgments upon him, because he had not imitated his own fathers, but had followed the wicked courses of the kings of Israel, and had compelled the tribe of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem to leave the holy worship of their own God, and to worship idols, as Ahab had compelled the Israelites to do, and because he had slain his brethren, and the men that were good and righteous. And the prophet gave him notice in this epistle what punishment he should undergo for these crimes, namely, the destruction of his people, with the corruption of the king's own wives and children, and that he himself should die of a distemper in his bowels, with long torments, those his bowels falling out by the violence of the inward rottenness of the parts, insomuch that, though he see his own misery, he shall not be able at all to help himself, but shall die in that manner. This it was which Elijah denounced to him in that epistle. It was not long after this that an army of those Arabians that lived near to Ethiopia and of the Philistines fell upon the kingdom of Jehoram and spoiled the country and the king's house. Moreover, they slew his sons and his wives. Only one of his sons was left him, who escaped the enemy. His name was Ahaziah, after which calamity he himself fell into that disease which was foretold by the prophet and lasted a great while, for God inflicted this punishment upon him in his belly, out of his wrath against him, and so he died miserably, and saw his own bowels fall out. The people also abused his dead body. I suppose it was because they thought that such, his death, came upon him by the wrath of God, and that therefore he was not worthy to partake of such a funeral as became kings. Accordingly, they neither buried him in the sepulchres of his fathers, nor vouchsafed him any honors, but buried him like a private man, and this when he had lived 40 years and reigned 8. And the people of Jerusalem delivered the government to his son Ahaziah.